Hotel Transylvania 2. From Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, at en.wikipedia.org. Hotel Transylvania 2 is a 2015 American animated monster comedy drama film produced by Columbia Pictures and Sony Pictures Animation in association with L-Star Capital, animated by Sony Pictures Imageworks, and distributed by Sony Pictures Releasing. Directed by Gennady Tartakovsky and written by Robert Smergel and Adam Sandler, it is the second installment in the Hotel Transylvania franchise, serving as the sequel to the first film, Hotel Transylvania, from 2012. Hotel Transylvania 2 takes place several years after the events of the first film. Mavis and Johnny have a young son named Dennis, who lacks of any vampire abilities, worries both Mavis and his maternal grandfather, Dracula, for differing reasons. When Mavis and Johnny travel to Johnny's hometown in Santa Cruz, California, Drac calls his friends to help him make Dennis a vampire, much to Mavis's dismay. Original voices from the first film, Sandler, Adam Sandberg, Selena Gomez, Kevin James, David Spade, Steve Buscemi, Molly Shannon, Fran Drescher, Rob Riggle, Sadie Sandler, Johnny Solomon, Lunell, Chris Parnell, and John Lovitz returned for the sequel, with Keegan-Michael Key replacing CeeLo Green as Murray. New additions to the cast include Asher Blinkoff, Nick Offerman, Megan Mullally, Dana Carvey, and Mel Brooks. Hotel Transylvania 2 was released on September 25th, 2015 by Sony Pictures Releasing under the Columbia Pictures label. The film received mixed reviews and grossed over $474 million worldwide on an $80 million budget. A sequel, Hotel Transylvania 3 Summer Vacation, was released in July 2018. Section 1. Plot. Sometime after the events of the first film, Mavis and Johnny are finally married with the approval of her father, Count Dracula. A year after the wedding, Mavis reveals to Drac that she is pregnant and later gives birth to a baby boy whom the couple named Dennis, nicknamed Denisevich by Dracula. As Dennis's fifth birthday nears, he has yet to grow his fangs, and Drac worries that his grandson might not gain vampire powers. Noticing the potential dangers her son might face living in Transylvania, Mavis starts to consider moving to Johnny's hometown in Santa Cruz, California, in order to give Dennis a more normal childhood, much to Drac's disapproval. Drac tells Johnny, who does not want to leave the hotel either, to bring Mavis to California to visit his parents, Mike and Linda, but to make sure to keep her distracted so that she will not move, leaving Drac to so-called babysit Dennis. Convinced that Dennis is a quote-unquote late fanger, Drac enlists his friends, Frank, Wayne, Griffin, Murray, and Blobby, to help train Dennis to become a monster. But every attempt that some of them try fails. Drac and the gang then go to Camp Winnipegaka, Drac's childhood summer camp, only to sneak away after Drac finds out that the camp has become much safer and child-friendly. Drac attempts to hurl Dennis from a tall, unstable tower to pressure the boy's transformation into a bat, but he fails to transform, and Drac flies down to rescue him at the last second. Afterwards, Frank ends up loosening the tower, and it collapses onto the campfire, setting both the tower and a screaming Frank on fire as he runs through all the buildings, setting the entire camp on fire. Meanwhile, in California, Mavis enjoys exploring the more human world. When the couple arrive at Mike and Linda's house, Linda unsuccessfully attempts to make Mavis feel more comfortable by covering her room with spooky Halloween decorations and inviting other monster-human couples over. Feeling like a stranger, Mavis retreats up to the roof, and Johnny tells her that if they stay together, Dennis will live normally, persuading her to stay at the hotel. However, Johnny then discovers a video of Dennis falling that was filmed by the campers, and he and a furious Mavis go back to Transylvania, with Drac and his friends reaching the hotel at the same time. Mavis confronts her father for putting Dennis in grave danger and failing to accept him as a human, and shows him a pop music remix parody of Dennis in danger and Drac arguing with the staff entitled Nutsy Cuckoo. Mavis says that they will move out of the hotel after Dennis's 5th birthday party. The night before the party, Drac hosts Johnny's family and finds out that Mavis invited his father, Vlad. As Vlad is more hateful of humans than he was, Drac tells Johnny to have his family disguise themselves as monsters. The next day, Vlad arrives with his monstrous bat-like servant and best friend, Bella, and meets Dennis for the first time. Believing that fear will cause Dennis's fangs to sprout, Vlad possesses a stage performer named Brandon dressed as Dennis's favorite TV monster, Cakey, to scare him. But Drac shields his frightened grandson at the last moment, breaking Vlad's hold over the performance. Mavis mistakenly believes that Drac was responsible for the ruse, and while the family argues about whether or not Dennis can be happy in California, a guilt-ridden Dennis flees the hotel and enters the forest with Wayne and Wanda's daughter, Winnie, whom he has a mutual crush on, in tow. Irritated with Vlad, Johnny and his family expose themselves and irate Vlad reimplanted as Dracula for accepting humans. Upon hearing that Dennis is a human, Bella attacks him and Winnie in their treehouse and abducts them. When Bella injures Winnie and threatens to destroy the hotel, Dennis's anger causes him to instantly grow his fangs and develop his vampire abilities, and he bashes up Bella. A furious but defeated Bella calls his giant bat crony minions, but Drac, Johnny, Mavis, Dennis, and the rest of the monsters team up to defeat Bella's minions and drive them away. While Bella is struck by Vlad, who has been won over by Drac's claim that humans now coexist peacefully. With Dennis finally embracing his vampire abilities, Johnny and Mavis decide to continue raising him in Transylvania, and they resume the party with his family and friends. Section 2. Voice Cast. Main article. List of Hotel Transylvania characters. Adam Sandler as Count Drac Dracula, Mavis's father, Johnny's father-in-law, and Dennis's maternal grandfather. Selena Gomez as Mavis Dracula, Johnny's vampire wife, Dennis's mother, and daughter of Count Dracula and his late wife, Martha. Andy Samberg as Jonathan Johnny Logren, Mavis's human husband, Dennis's father, and son-in-law of Dracula. Asher Blinkoff as Dennis Denisevich Dracula Logren, Mavis and Johnny's vampire son and Dracula's grandson. Sonny Sandler provided the voice of baby Dennis. Mel Brooks as Vlad, Dracula's father, Mavis's paternal grandfather, and Dennis's great-grandfather. Kevin James as Frankenstein, Drac's friend who hangs out with Murray. Steve Buscemi as Wayne, a werewolf who is one of Drac's friends. Keegan-Michael Key as Murray, a mummy who hangs out with Frank. He was previously voiced by CeeLo Green in the first film. David Spade as Griffin, the Invisible Man. Molly Shannon as Wanda, a werewolf and Wayne's wife. Fran Deschner as Eunice, the wife of Frankenstein. Sadie Sandler as Winnie, Wayne and Wanda's werewolf daughter, and Dennis's best friend, on which Dennis has a mutual crush. Megan Mullally as Linda Logren, Johnny's mother, Mavis's mother-in-law, and Dennis's paternal grandmother. Nick Offerman as Michael, Mike Logren, Johnny's father, Mavis's father-in-law, and Dennis's paternal grandfather. Rob Riggle as Bella, Vlad's misanthropic vampire bat monster servant and best friend. Riggle was originally the voice of Skeleton Husband in the first film. Dana Carvey as Dana, the vampire camp director at Camp Winnipegaka. Chris Catton as Cakey, a cake monster from Dennis's favorite TV show. John Lovitz as Eric, the Phantom of the Opera and the Hotel Residential musician. Lovitz was previously the voice of Quasimodo in the first film. Lunel as a shrunken head. Paul Britton as Pandragora, an easygoing monster with tentacled hair that lives in Santa Cruz. Nick Swadson as Kelsey, a bearded man who is Man and Linda's neighbor. Chris Parnell as Fly, Hotel Transylvania's fitness instructor. Doug Dale as Cal, a Minimark worker in Santa Cruz. Jared Sandler as a tourist driver. Section 3, Production. Director Gennady Tartakovsky commented about the possibility of a sequel in October 2012, quoting, "Everyone is talking about it, but we still haven't started writing it. There are a lot of fun ideas we can totally play with. It's a ripe world." The next month, it was announced that a sequel had been greenlit and was scheduled for release on September 25th, 2015. On March 12, 2014, it was announced that Tartakovsky would return to direct the sequel, even though he was originally too busy due to him developing an adaptation of Popeye, which would later get shelved. CeeLo Green did not reprise the role of Murray the Mummy for the sequel after he was charged for giving a woman ecstasy in July 2012. Which led to Sony Pictures Animation parting ways with Green and replacing him with Keegan-Michael Key. It was suggested by director Gennady Tartakovsky that Adam Sandler had more creative control over this film than its predecessor, and that at times he was difficult to work with. Section 4, Music. In March 2015, it was announced that Mark Mothersbaugh, who scored the first film, has signed on to score the sequel. American girl group Fifth Harmony recorded a song for the film entitled "I'm in Love with a Monster." It was featured in the film's official trailer and was also played when the film itself was released. Section 5, Release. Section 5.1, Theatrical. Columbia Pictures released the film in the United States on September 25th, 2015, and in the United Kingdom on the 16th of October, 2015. Section 5.2, Home Media. Hotel Transylvania 2 was released on DVD and Blu-ray, 2D and 3D, on January 12th, 2016 by Sony Pictures Home Entertainment. The film was also released in digital HD on December 22nd, 2015. In April 2021, Sony signed a deal giving Disney access to the legacy content, including past Hotel Transylvania films, to stream on Disney Plus and Hulu and appear on Disney's linear television networks. Disney's access to Sony's titles would come following their availability on Netflix. Noticeably, all home media releases of the film have one of puppet characters Keiki's lines and dialogue changed to remove a joke involving diabetes. However, it was kept on television airings of the film. Section 6, Reception. Section 6.1, Box Office. Hotel Transylvania 2 has grossed $169.7 million in North America and $303.5 million elsewhere for a worldwide total of $473 million against a budget of $80 million. Deadline Hollywood calculated the net profit for the film to be $159.48 million when factoring together all expenses and revenues for the film. It was Sony Picture Animation's highest-grossing film worldwide until its sequel, Hotel Transylvania 3: Summer Vacation, surpassed it in September 2018, with Spider-Man: Into the Spider-Verse also surpassing the film's domestic gross in January 2019. Predictions for the opening of Hotel Transylvania 2 in North America were continuously revised upwards, starting from $35 to $48 million. Hotel Transylvania 2 earned $13.3 million from 3,754 theaters on its opening day in North America, which was the second biggest Friday opening day in September behind Insidious Chapter 2, which grossed $20.3 million. During its opening weekend, Hotel Transylvania 2 earned $48.5 million from 3,754 theaters, which at the time sets new records such as the highest opening for a Sony Pictures Animation film, the biggest opening in Adam Sandler's career, beating 2005's The Longest Yard, which grossed $47.6 million, and previously held the biggest opening in the month of September, a record overtaken by It in 2017. Regarding the film's successful opening, Josh Greenstein, Sony's president of marketing, said, "We had a great date, and this is a big win for Sony Pictures Animation. The largest demographic of the opening weekend audience was under the age of 25, 60%, and female, 59%, followed by male, 41%, 25 and older, 40%, and kids, 38%. According to Rentrak's Posttrack reports, 23% of the audience bought tickets because it was an animated film, while 16% were attracted to the tune's subject matter and plot. Hotel Transylvania 2 was released in a total of 90 countries. It was released in 42 markets between September 25th and September 27th, 2015, the same weekend as its North American release, and earned $30.18 million from 6,500 screens that weekend. Its overall rank for the weekend was second behind Everest. Its opening weekends in the UK, Ireland, and Malta, $9.5 million including previews, Mexico, $7.84 million, South Korea, $4.2 million, Russia and the CIS, $6 million, Germany, $3.9 million, Italy, $3.7 million, and France and Spain, $3.2 million respectively, in October, represented its largest takings. In China, it opened with an estimated $12.1 million, debuting at second place behind the Chinese local film The Witness, which grossed $18.5 million. While the Chinese figures are low in comparison to recent Hollywood movie openings, it actually excelled the first film's local lifetime growth by 19% in just the first 6 days. In terms of local earnings, its largest market outside of North America is the United Kingdom, $29.4 million, followed by Mexico, $23.7 million, and Venezuela, $19.9 million. Section 6.2, Critical Reception. Hotel Transylvania 2 has the approval rating of 56% based on 110 professional reviews on the reviewer aggregator website Rotten Tomatoes with an average rating of 5.3 out of 10. Its critical consensus reads, Hotel Transylvania 2 is marginally better than the original, which may or may not be enough of a recommendation to watch 89 minutes of corny, colorful animated gags from Adam Sandler and company. Metacritic, which uses a weighted average, assigned Hotel Transylvania 2 a score of 44 out of 100 based on 24 critics, indicating mixed or average reviews. Audiences polled by CinemaScore gave the film an average grade of A- on an A+ to F scale. Max Nicholson of IGN awarded it a score of 6.5 out of 10, saying, quote, While Gennady Tartakovsky's animation is top-notch, Hotel Transylvania 2 doesn't live up to the first Monster Mash. Nick Shager of Variety gave the film a negative review, saying, quote, Its plot comes across as just a rickety skeleton designed to prop up Sandler and company's litany of cornball punchlines and gags, only a few of which cleverly play off of these characters' iconography. Alonso Delorde of The Wrap gave the film a more positive review, saying, quote, Whereas the jokes in the Grown Ups series feels reactively and bullying, the family-friendly Hotel Transylvania gags instead come off as clever and humane, even when they're making fun of helicopter moms and lawsuit-sensitive summer camps. Stephen Whitney of the Newark Star-Ledger gave the film 1.5 out of 4 stars, saying, Great movies like Paranorman and Frankenweenie showed the laughs you could get off on funny fiends. Hotel Transylvania 2 just digs up a few corny gags. Bruce DeMera of the Toronto Star gave the film 2.5 stars out of 5, saying, While the first Hotel Transylvania had humor for both younger and older audiences, the sequel will likely fall short in its appeal to adults, although there's plenty for the little monsters to enjoy. Peter Hartlob of the San Francisco Chronicle gave the film 1 out of 4 stars, saying, quote, Hotel Transylvania 2 is an unfortunate throwback to about 20 years ago, where animated movies were more widely accepted about cinematic babysitters. Sandy Agulo Chen of the Washington Post gave the film 2 out of 4 stars, saying, Tartakovsky hasn't created the sort of sequel that eclipses the original. But then again, the original wasn't exactly Toy Story or How to Train Your Dragon. Jesse Hessinger of the AV Club gave the film a C+, saying, It's an episodic, energetically animated gag factory from the pen of Adam Sandler, and which it's the best screenplay to bear his name in years. It also warps some overfamiliar family movie concerns until they become unavoidable in their ickiness. Michael Rechtschaffen of The Hollywood Reporter gave the film a positive review, saying, quote, This time around, greater attention has been paid to story and character development while scaling back on all the sight gags. And the substantial reports give the able voice cast and returning director Gennady Tartakovsky more to sink their teeth into with pleasing results. Josh Pukecki of the Austin Chronicle gave the film 1 out of 5 stars, saying, Channeling your inner child, you may find solace in Hotel Transylvania 2, but in the end, it has no bite, doing continued disservice to the universal monsters it scabs out, and adding another soiled feather to Sandler's cap of mediocrity. Section 6.3, Accolades. The following table shows accolades that the film has nominated and won. during the 43 Annie Awards, which debuted on February 6, 2016, it was nominated for Outstanding Animated Effects in an Animated Production, Outstanding Character Design in an Animated Production, and Outstanding Storyboarding in an Animated Production. At the British Academy Children's Awards, with the date of the ceremony being November 20th, 2016, it received a BAFTA Kids vote. At the 29th Annual Nickelodeon Kids' Choice Awards, it was nominated for the Favorite Voice from an Animated Movie to Selena Gomez, and won the award for Favorite Animated Movie. At the 42nd People's Choice Awards, which debuted on January 6, 2016, the film received the award for Favorite Animated Movie Voice, with the nomination given to Adam Sandler and Gomez winning the award. It was also nominated for the Favorite Family Film Award. At the 2016 Teen Choice Awards, the song I'm in Love with a Monster by Fifth Harmony won the award for Choice Music, Song from a Movie, or TV Show. At the 14th Visual Effects Society Awards, it was nominated for Outstanding Visual Effects in an Animated Feature. Section 7, Sequel. Main article, Hotel Transylvania 3, Summer Vacation. Michelle Murdarko, the film's producer, said that the film's release that the studio was talking about number 3 and moving forward and taking the franchise to a new level. On November 2nd, 2015, it was announced that Hotel Transylvania 3 would be released on September 21st, 2018. Despite previously leaving the series to direct other projects, Gennady Tartakovsky would return as director for this installment. According to Tartakovsky, he returned after he got an inspiration from a quote-unquote miserable family vacation. Adam Sandler, Selena Gomez, and Andy Samberg also reprised their previous roles as Drac, Mavis, and Johnny in the film, which was written by Austin Powers writer Michael McCullers. The film took place aboard a cruise ship. On February 6, 2017, the release date was moved up to July 13, 2018. The sequel was a success, and Hotel Transylvania 4, Transformania, has also been released on Amazon Prime Video. This sound file and all text in the article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 Unported License. This audio file was recorded on the 26th of February, 2024.